The Oregon School Activities Association welcomes you to this broadcast of an OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tires State Championship event. U.S. Bank is proud to celebrate its 32nd year of supporting OSAA State Championships. Les Schwab Tires celebrating more than 55 years of pride in performance. We hope you enjoy today's championship event.
Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are this Friday night, and welcome to exciting Amity Warrior basketball, where your boys are set to take on the Colton Vikings in the first round of the State 3A Basketball Championship. Boys come into this game ranked number 2 in the state. They boast a overall record. Get my stuff in order here for you real quick. Overall record for the Warriors of 20-5. They went 12-2 in the West Valley League, with a loss to Dayton and a loss to Santiam Christian, and then lost to Dayton in the district championship game, and thus came into the state playoffs with a number 2 seed and a number 2 rank overall in the state. Colton, meanwhile, comes into this game with a 15-8 record overall. They went 7-5 in their league. They're part of the Pac-West Conference, and they have an overall OSAA rank of number 15, hence why we are playing them. It's 2 versus 15. Dayton tonight hosting St. Mary's of Medford. That's 1 versus 16, and so on down the list. If you are interested in knowing what's going on across the state, I'll give you a listing of the games that are being played tonight. Elsewhere, Coquille is at De La Salle North Catholic, and the winner of that game will play the winner of this Amity-Colton game in the first round next week at Coos Bay. Other games in 3A tonight, Santiam Christian is at Harrisburg. Harrisburg, the number 3 seed overall. Oregon Episcopal at Blanchette Catholic. And the winner of those two games will play each other at Coos Bay. Catlin Gables traveling to Cascade Christian tonight. That is the 12 versus the 5. And Irrigan is at Salem Academy. That's the 13 versus the 4. Those winners of those two games will be playing also. And I mentioned that Dayton is hosting St. Mary's of Medford. And Horizon Christian from Tualatin, the number 3 seed coming out of the West Valley League, is at Umatilla tonight. They had a long trip to make, and the winner of that game will play the winner of Dayton St. Mary's, which will be undoubtedly Dayton. St. Mary's a surprise getting into the tournament. They were not in the top 16 coming into league playoffs, but they were able to secure a seed down there coming out of their league and got themselves a trip to Dayton. That's quite the reward for getting yourself in. So let's look at this game a little bit tonight. Colton boys come into this, as I mentioned, 15-8 overall. They're 15th in the state for 3A. They have wins or losses this year. Let's talk about who they lost to. They lost to Umatilla at a neutral site. They have a loss to Horizon Christian 60-38 earlier this year. They lost to Regis by 4. They lost to Blanchette Catholic by 16. They lost to Salem Academy by 12. They lost to Jefferson. Those are both league games for them, as is Blanchette Catholic. And they lost to Jefferson by 3. They lost to Blanchette Catholic again by 4. And they lost to Salem Academy by 16. But they were able to beat Jefferson in their league playoffs 70-52, and that got them into the state playoffs. So they come in without any real strong wins on the year. Probably their best win was they had 2 wins against Jefferson this year. Those were probably their best wins of the year, just kind of looking through who else they played this year. I don't see anybody else really that looks like a quality win, and so they haven't really beaten anybody real good. They're a fairly young-looking team, but when I look at their roster, they do have 4 seniors on it. 3 of them will be starting. Sam Ryan, a 6'3 senior. Logan Wallert, a 6'4 senior. And Cameron Davis, a 6'3 senior, will all start. And then they start a pair of juniors in the backcourt. Evan Razor, a 5'8 point guard. And Dawson Hall, a 5'9 point guard. They will, I believe, share those duties, if I remember correctly, from seeing this team a year ago. So the backcourt, not real big, 5'8", 5'9". That portends well for the Warriors. Warriors, of course, with a pretty large backcourt. If you look at the Warriors in terms of really a 3-guard offense that they run with Brandon Wilson, a 6-foot point guard, Devin McShane, a 6'2 guard, and Dylan Stearns, a 6'3 guard. And hold on a second, folks. I do have a lineup. I'm going to get that to Kimmy so she can see who's starting for them. You want to look at the spellings on that and look at who's starting. That's my phonetic. Kimmy and I are having a little Keystone Cops routine here, dropping things on the floor. Okay, so the Warriors come into this with a significant size advantage in the backcourt. Up front, the Warriors are a little bit bigger, of course, with 6'6 Derek Stearns and 6'5" Hatch. That gives them a little bit of extra oomph inside versus this team. And then, of course, Kodiak Jaeger, solid 6'2", 6'2.5 coming off the bench for the Warriors. And so good length there. Warriors can only suit 12 up for this game. And so it wasn't really a surprise to me who Scott's chosen to suit up. He's got the normal eight-man rotation. So the starting five, Kodiak, Sam, and I'm trying to remember who my other one that I'm missing there is. It'll come back to me here in a second. Jason Nelson, that's what I'm missing. And then, so that's the eight-man rotation, plays most of the minutes. And then Tyler Parr, the next best guy off the bench, who's a real versatile sophomore, hasn't played a lot of varsity minutes this year, mainly garbage time, but he's a kid that can handle the ball, he can shoot the three, and he's physical. He'll go inside, rebound well. He's just an all-around, really solid 6'1 player that's just really physical, good football player, and he brings those same intensity to the floor when he's in there. And then the three extra seniors, so John Mather and Tyler Barrier and Dylan Barber, all getting to suit down. Those are guys that have paid their dues and have been a part of this team all the way through, and their reward as seniors to be on the bench here in these games, and hopefully this game will go well enough that they will be able to get some playing time here today. So I don't know a lot about Colton other than what Scott Nelson gave me a little heads up on him, but really not a lot, and I'll share a little bit with you here and there as the game goes on. They do have some size inside, but they're not an overly athletic team top to bottom, and so this is a game that the Warriors should be able to control athletically. They have a higher skill level, and they're playing at home, and so usually when you add all three of those things, the home court advantage, the athletic advantage, and the skill level advantage in basketball, that usually results in a pretty significant win. And it should for the Warriors. You know, you hate to put any kind of expectation, but anything less than a really solid win would be a disappointment for the Warriors tonight. However, that said, you just never know how a team's going to show up. A team can get hot on you, come out of the gate early, be able to hit a bunch of threes right off the bat. And we've seen that a couple of times this year against teams that have stayed close early by hitting some shots that you didn't expect them to hit. And if your team's going cold at the same time, you can definitely find yourself in a hole early. All right. So we are going to be doing some read-ins for Les Schwab and U.S. Bank tonight, NOSAA. It's a little different format. When you've got a state playoff game, they've got some things they require, and so we'll be doing those. We'll try to get our regular sponsors in there a little bit as well. We'll start with one of those right now. See Tim Harms about Country Financial to learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most and get started on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim Harms today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. And since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We got a good crowd already. We've got about 10 minutes to go before things get started here. We'll have, of course, our opening lineups, starting lineups, our national anthem, and should be a good raucous crowd here tonight. I think we're going to be really close to capacity, if not right at it tonight. Colton doesn't travel particularly well. I'd say they right now have probably 40 people here to my left. To my right, we've got probably 50 Warrior fans or so, 45 Warrior fans. And then the other side of the gym is about probably 85% capacity right now, and I suspect that will be filling up a little bit more over the next few minutes. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back to get you set up for this game, what the Warriors want to try to do, and how they're going to approach this tonight. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Well, folks, Amity High School's home court advantage is, I think, unlike any other 3A school in the state. Now, I won't say it's the best home court advantage in the state. I've been to a couple of 1A schools that I think rival it. In fact, I think the biggest home court advantage I've ever seen is North Powder High School, which is located between Baker and LeGrand on Interstate 84 there. They have a gym that was built in the 20s. It only has three or four rows on each side of the court. And then they have a balcony that seats probably what the main floor seats plus about another 50 or 60 people. And then they'll pack that out. So it doesn't seat more than about 150 people total, legitimately. And they'll pack 200, 250 in their standing room. The court is not regulation size, and so they have to have a restraining line 3 feet around that if you're inbounding the ball, the person that is guarding you can't come any closer than that line. After you inbound the ball, you can actually step across the out-of-bounds line while you're inbounding, as long as you don't cross that three-foot line. It's just absolutely crazy. And then once you're in, you have to cross that three-foot line, and then the out-of-bounds becomes the out-of-bounds line again. It's absolutely nuts. Places louder and all get out. And they had a few state championship teams run through there at the 1A level, and it was just an indomitable place to go. Now, that said, out of all the 3A schools I've been to around the state, and that's probably about a third of them at least now, I would say, without question, there is no better home court advantage than what the Warriors experience here. This crowd will be loud. They're a little raucous at times, and they will make it very difficult once the Warriors start hitting some baskets and start putting a little run on. This place will get unbearably loud for your opponents. Very hard to hear, communicate on the floor if you're an opposing team. And there's not much of a setback here at Andy High School. If you haven't ever been here, the bleachers are only about 4 feet from the edge of the floor on both sides. That means the fans are right on top of you as players. It's loud. And it's just a great atmosphere for basketball. And these Warrior boys have thrived in this atmosphere. They love playing here, and they really feed off the energy of this crowd. Remember, tomorrow night we're going to be at Blanchett High School, 5 o'clock tip-off time there for the girls' first-round playoff game as the Warriors travel there to Salem and play the Cavaliers. And Blanchett, a really tough team. The Warrior girls are going to have their work cut out for them to even be competitive in that game. And I know Reg is hoping for a low-scoring game that he can really keep his girls into, not try to get in a foot race with them or try to outscore them on an up-and-down game, but rather being a controlled offense and really taking it at them in the half court. So excited to watch that game tomorrow. We'll bring it to you the same places. You can hear it then. And we're excited for the girls. It's been a tough year for them, losing their starting point guard, Morgan Croxford, about a third of the way into the season. Graduated five key seniors from last year's team. And that combination has just been a lot to overcome. Some girls really stepped up. They played great defense, really worked hard on both ends of the floor. And as a result of that, they find themselves the number three team in the West Valley League and a berth in the state tournament. So that's meeting the goals of the year for the girls. Now, for the boys, the goals this year are very different. Even though the team lost significant seniors from last year's team, including the top two scorers in Jamie Stoll and Lance Nelson, the goal didn't drop. The goal is to get back to Coos Bay and compete for a state title. And here they are, ranked number two in the state, right where they were last year. And, there's just been no drop-off at all. These senior boys this year stepped up into bigger roles than they've ever had to play before in their life, and they've done it very, very well. And, you know, the challenge is going to be there next year. We're going to graduate the five starters plus three off the bench, and there's going to be a lot of holes to fill in this team next year. Coach Nelson and his boys will have, his fellow coaches there will have some work cut out for him. But that's going to be something that challenge, they'll approach that as they get there. But right now, the goal is to win this game, get yourself down to Coos Bay, and see if you can't get yourself some wins down there in the final eight. All right, we've got about a minute and a half to go here before starting lineups are announced. Tonight's officials are Mario Sisto and Con Lynch, a couple of veteran officials. And the nice thing about these games is you tend to get the better officials. We had some good officials for that Dayton and Amity game at Central on Saturday in the boys' game there. They did a great job. And this will be hopefully a good officiating crew also. And this will be a challenging game to officiate. The Warriors are not easy to officiate because of the pace we play with. We quick shoot a lot. Not uncommon to get a rebound at one end, one pass, and a three-pointer immediately at the other end, especially if it's Dylan Stearns catching the ball in the corner. He's going to jack that thing up. And that kind of pace can be a challenge for the officials. And so both of these officials look like they're pretty fit, which is good because the pace of this game can get pretty hectic. Not uncommon for the Warriors to put 85 or 90 points on an opponent here on this floor. All right, John Stern's getting ready with his introductions here. And we want to make sure that we let you know that if you want to find the latest information on your favorite high school teams, you need to log into osaa.org. And the OSA has schedule, scores, and official rankings for all member schools in all team sports. So at osaa.org, you'll also find playoff brackets, broadcast schedules, and historical records. For more information, visit osaa.org. We're going to have the national anthem right now, so we're going to take a quick break here to send you to commercial. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know that a burglary occurs in this country once every 42 seconds and that a home without a security system is up to 3 times more likely to be burglarized? D&D Electrical McMinnville wants to be your security contractor. D&D Electrical is a licensed low-voltage contractor and offers everything from intrusion to fire to digital surveillance and 24-hour central station monitoring. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
93 years of the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 to provide a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. A place to build savings and to borrow money to purchase a home. This ideal continues to guide decision-making and continues to strengthen our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking to savings to IRAs to a variety of loan products. Branches in Amity, Carlton, Sheridan, Newburgh, and McMinnville. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County, working for and giving back to the community. First Federal, we're here for you.
Hey, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School, where the Warriors are set to take on the Colton Vikings. Vikings come into this contest ranked number 15 in the state of Oregon. And they have an overall record of 15-8. They went 7-5 in the PacWest Conference. Harrisburg, of course, winning that conference. And I believe it was Blanchette Catholic getting second there. And the Warriors come into this game with a 20-5 overall record, ranked number 2 in the state. And they finished second in the West Valley League. So introduction here for the Colton Vikings. They'll start a pair of guards, 5'8 and 5'9, Evan Razor and Dawson Hall, a couple of short guys, both juniors. And then they'll start 3 seniors up front. Number 30, Sam Ryan, a 6'3 post. Logan Waller, 6'4, and Cameron Davis, 6'3. And number 31, Logan Waller, a solid-looking kid. Got a pretty good frame on him. And Cameron Davis, a pretty good-looking athlete. I think he's the one that Scott Nelson told me probably the best athlete on the floor for them and the guy that they really rely on to do the physical work for them, really make things happen. Number 30, Sam Ryan, a little leaner. He's about 6'3", they have him listed at, maybe 6'3", and he is a fairly lean kid, especially when standing next to Logan Waller, who's a little thicker. And so Ryan, Waller, and Davis are the big guys inside. Warriors, of course, with their normal starting five. That'll be 6'6 senior Derek Stern, 6' senior Brandon Wilson, 6'2 senior Devin McShane, 6'4 senior Dylan Stearns, and a 6'5 senior Clint Hatch. So a very veteran team. This starting five has been together all year, except for just a couple of times where they had some sickness this year. But other than that, when healthy, this five has started the entire game together. And now the place is filled up. I talked about capacity here. We're probably at about 95% capacity now in the gym. Can't get too much full in that, just a spot here and there where people are sitting a little wide. But a good crowd here. And, of course, Cecily Huber helping me tonight with stats again. She's not going to talk. She doesn't have her mic on. She's shaking her head over here. But I appreciate her help. That gives us some team stats and some shooting percentages and things like that that I just can't keep track of. All right, Warriors and Vikings from Colton set to tip this one off. It'll be Derek Stearns jumping center with Logan Waller. Stearns with about a 3 or 4 inch advantage out there by the looks of it. Ball's up, Stearns tips it once, and Waller grabs it, which he can't do. That'll be Warrior basketball. So it was tipped once. Waller went after the ball after Stearns tipped it. And if you're jumping center, you're not allowed to take possession of the ball after it's been tipped, unless somebody else touches it first. I had to get Lois right off the bat. Devin McShane buries a three before I have a chance to tell you what's going on the floor. He just walked the ball up to about 23 feet and stuck it from the right angle. Warriors up 3-0 right away. Razor with the ball goes into the high post to Davis. Davis back to Razor. Razor trying to work low post to Waller. Waller turns, jump hook with the left hand, no good. Stearns with a rebound. Waller almost had a foul there. Gets it to McShane. Devin up the middle of the floor. Little hesitation, gets into the lane, loses the ball. Hesitation, gets all the way to the rim, draws contact, scores and fouled. Nice little hesitation move by Brandon Wilson. And Wilson, under control, waited until he had the defense off balance and then attacked hard with the left hand, got contact, finished it off the glass on the left side. 5-0 right away for the Warriors. Wilson to the line to shoot a free throw. And it's up and off the back rim, tipped by Stearns to Hatch, and Hatch lays it up and in. Nice job by the big guys in there. Wilson missed the free throw. Derek tipped it. Clint picked up the garbage, laid it in on the left side. Warriors up 7-0, 1 minute into this game. Ryan with the ball, drives, kicks it out to Davis in the left corner. He drives. Now he kicks it out to Waller. Waller, right corner three, good. So the big guy steps outside and knocks down a three. 7-3. McShane to Stearns. Dillon, 24-footer, hits it! Dillon Stearns! Out by the Warrior head, just sticks it right. One pass into the half-court offense, assist to Devin McShane. And we've got a foul on the drive as Razor was driving down the left side. We're going to have a blocking foul on the Warriors. It's going to be the first foul of this game. It's on Brandon Wilson. 10-3 Warriors. McShane and Stearns both burying deep threes to start this game for the Warriors. Waller, left corner, starts to drive, backs it out. They swing it out to Ryan out in the center circle. Ryan with Hatch on him, pulls up, 21-footer, no good. Long rebound out to Hall. Hall backing down McShane. Now goes out to Waller. Waller swings it to Razor. Razor back to Hall on the left angle. McShane on him. Goes low post to Waller. Waller has to chase it down on the baseline, gets it back out. They swing it back to Razor out on top. Now Hall on the left angle, starts to drive, gets in the lane, out to Davis. Davis drives, spins back to the right foot, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. Nice aggressive effort there by Cameron Davis. 10-5 Warriors. Wilson, top of the key, left side. Back out to Stearns. Dillon crosses over. Now picks up his dribble, goes to McShane out by the center circle. McShane with a head fake, gets in the lane. Ball stripped away, and Derek Stearns chases it down to Wilson. Wilson for three, hits it! Brandon Wilson, without hesitation, took a nice squared-up three-pointer right at the line. And it's 13-5 Warriors. They're 3 out of 3 from three-point range. There's a crossover into the middle of the lane, and that is Razor getting all the way to the basket, beating Wilson off the dribble. 13-7 Warriors. Wilson, center circle with it. Works over towards the Warrior head on the right side. Now to Stearns. Stearns, 23-footer. Good! Dillon Stearns, en fuego! Has hit a pair of 24-foot three-pointers now. 5 minutes to go. 16-7 Warriors. There's Hatch with a steal. They're going to get him for over the back on that one. He came across the shoulder of Waller. Warriors had a fast break going the other way, but that was clearly a foul on Hatch. Second team foul on the Warriors. Hatch is first. One team foul on Colton. 16-7 Warriors, 3 minutes gone in the first quarter. Warriors are 4 out of 4 from three-point range. Razor goes left corner. Waller for three, hits it. That kid can shoot. Logan Waller, 6'4" senior, steps out and knocks down another three. Wilson pulls up. He misses the three. Rebound by Ryan. By Ryan. He comes out of there with it. Pushes it up the right side of the floor. Slows down at the three-point line. Hesitation gets in. Waller for another three, and he hits that one. So Logan Waller, 3 for 3 from three-point range, and he makes it a 16-13 game. He's got 6 straight points in this game. So I think they're going to have to actually get out on him maybe. So far they haven't. They've given him 3 open looks. McShane with the ball, working against this man-to-man defense. Gets a switch. Waller on him. Swings it to Stearns. Stearns to his brother Dillon. Dillon drives baseline, takes it all the way in, lays it up and in. I don't think defensively they have the athleticism to stay with the Warrior guards. Warriors have gotten a couple of lay-ins now at the basket off the drive. Ryan pulls up on Hatch from the elbow and hits it. So far, so good for the Vikings, only down three despite the Warriors' hot shooting. Of course, the Vikings are pretty hot shooting also. Derek Stern starts the drive, kicks it back out. McShane, 21-footer, no good. Hatch with the rebound, lays it up and in. Nice job by Clint Hatch. Good offensive rebound. That's the second one he's cleaned up on the offensive boards. There's a drive all the way by Hall. Misses the lay-in, draws the foul. I think it's on McShane with the push. It is. That's McShane's first, third team foul on the Warriors. 20-15 Amity here in this score fest in the first quarter. 3:33 to go. Hall to the line to shoot two. First one, flat, hits the front of the rim. No good. Kodiak Yeager into the game. Replaces Hatch. I think that's going to help the defense. My guess is he'll take Wallert and chase him around on the perimeter. Either he or Dylan Stearns will. Second one, good. And we've got a timeout taken. So Hall hits the second one. It's 20-16. It's going to be a 30-second timeout taken by Colton. At U.S. Bank, we team together to support our customers and our communities. We're pleased to champion athletic and activity-based programs that enrich the quality of life for everyone. You can count on every U.S. banker to serve you and to cheer on the spirit of teamwork from the start of the game to the final whistle. U.S. Bank is proud to support the Oregon Schools Activities Association. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. All right, Warriors up by four, 2016, a blistering start by both teams from the field. Can't imagine this will continue too long. Warriors have missed two three-pointers in the game. They are, I believe, four out of six from three-point range. And the Colton Vikings, I think, are three out of three, but those are all coming from Logan Waller, their post player. There's a lob back door to Derek. He can't get it, but he tips it back out. There's Dylan Stearns, top of the key. He's short. Wilson tips it. Hall comes down with it. The Warriors miss a couple of opportunities there. Hall down the right side. McShane giving him a little bit of room. Hall's pretty quick. Now he crosses over, pulls up at about 10 feet, back out to Waller. Waller fakes the 23-footer. Now they swing it to Ryan. Ryan on the left angle against Yeager. Drives in, up and under, draws contact, misses a shot. Yeager's going to get his first. So the one thing we're seeing out of Colton is they've got several guys that'll put the ball on the floor and take it aggressively to the basket, and they've got at least one really good three-point shooter in Wallert. Logan Wallert, 9 points in the game, three out of three from three-point range. Free throw by Ryan is good. He'll have one more. 3 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. A high-scoring first quarter, 20-17 Warriors. Second one also good, 20-18 Warriors. So it looks like Amity going to have their work cut out for him as long as Colton continues to shoot the ball down. And that's what he talked about before this game started. Team comes out and they're on fire. They can stay in a game that they probably don't have any business staying in. Yeager out top, swings it to McShane on the right wing. Now hits Wilson. Wilson at the foul line, buries it. He loves that little pull-up jumper. Brandon Wilson with 7 points here in the first quarter to lead the Warriors. Well, no, Dylan Stearns has eight. Excuse me, he leads the Warriors in scoring. Ryan hands off to Razor. Razor hits Hall in the lane. Gets caught there, out to Wallert. Wallert for three, hits another one. He is four out of four from three-point range. And somebody sagged off of him again on help defense, and he buries another one. It's 22-21. Hatch set to check back in, probably for Stearns. McShane into the lane, fouled, almost made the shot on the volleyball tip. He lost the ball on the way up. He managed to tip it towards the basket after he got fouled. Foul's going to be on number 30. That's Ryan. His first foul, second team foul on Colton. 14 fouls for the Warriors. 2:09 left in the first. McShane to the line to shoot two. We talked about the pace of this game potentially being very fast, and we're seeing it. McShane with four in the game. He'll have one more here. Very, very fast-paced game. Warriors jumped out. They were up 16-7, and then a pair of threes by Waller closed it in. It's been pretty close ever since then. McShane hits a pair. Coming up on 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 24-21. Yeah, we're talking about a pace. Both teams to score 100 points. There's a cut by Ryan. He misses it right at the rim. Bad defense by Hatch there. Yeager takes it all the way in, up and under, lays it up and in. Nice move by Kodiak Yeager to finger roll that one in traffic. 26-21 Warriors. Hall with it on McShane, right wing. Now out on top. They swing it to Ryan. Ryan pulls up from 21, long and out of bounds. Warriors basketball, the first miss from three-point range for Colton tonight. Warriors basketball, minute and a half left. McShane and Wilson coming up the ball, coming up the floor with the ball. Hatch in the high post. They run Dylan Stern's baseline. They deny him down there. He pops out to the Warrior head to get it on the right wing. Now he hits Jaeger on the left angle to Wilson on the wing. Now out on top, McShane off his hands and out. No, we've got a foul away from the ball. I think it's going to be on Jaeger away from the ball. That was going to be a turnover either way. But an offensive foul on Kodiak Jaeger, his second, just like that. 15 foul on the Warriors. Didn't see it because I was looking out on top at the pass. But Jaeger must have gotten a push inside or an illegal screen. I think it was a push. Razor swings it to Davis. Davis on the right wing starts to penetrate, goes out to Razor. Razor back to Davis on the left wing. Drives in, takes it strong to the basket, misses. Waller with the rebound, puts it up and in. Nice hustle, Logan Waller. He has 14 points in the first quarter. He's a big guy, kind of soft looking, but he's got a nice touch and good hustle. Stearns from the right corner hits it. Dylan Stearns with his third three, and the Warriors back up by six, 29-23. Not much defense being played here by either team in the first quarter, at least not very effective defense. Ryan starts to drive down the right side, spins back into Jaeger, takes a tough shot, misses it. Good defense by Jaeger not to get the foul. Wilson tries to throw it ahead, almost gets it stolen, gets it back. It's loose, loses the ball. It's going to be a fast break the other way for Razor, lays it up and in. Ball got almost stolen. He almost got it back, did Wilson. It got hit by a couple of Colton players before they finally got it back. Four-point game, 29-25. Nice play by Razor on that. I think he was the one that got the first tip on the ball to get that started. Wilson works the right angle. Now to McShane. McShane, left corner three, and we've got an offensive foul away from the ball. I think it's on Hatch on an illegal screen. McShane missed the three anyway. So they're really hitting the... Yeah, it's going to be on Hatch. They're really getting on the Warriors about their physical screening. 2.5 seconds to go, first quarter. Warriors are going to come up and make this a tough half-court shot. And it's an air ball. So after one, the Warriors lead 29-25 in this extremely high-scoring state playoff game. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Big company support with small-town service in electrical, security, and communications, as well as industrial control. That's D&D Electrical McMinnville. D&D Electrical employs only the most skilled tradesmen and women in the industry. All too often, companies seem to settle for whoever is available. At D&D Electrical, 90% of their employees have been employed there since they began their apprenticeship, and they're still there. This ensures you that you get the very best service from qualified people who care. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. The Warriors leading 29-25 after one quarter. Dylan Stearns in the first quarter with 11 points for the Warriors. Brandon Wilson with 7. McShane 5. Hatch 4. Jaeger 2 for the Vikings. It's the Waller show. Logan Waller, 6'4 senior with 14 points, including 4 out of 4 from three-point range. They shot 52% from the field. The Warriors shot 68% in the first quarter. Warriors 5 out of 9 from three-point range. And the Vikings 4 out of 6. Warriors winning the rebounding battle by 1, just 6-5. Not a lot of missed shots in that first half. Vikings ball to start the second quarter. Down 4 to the Warriors, 29-25. Razor to Hall. Hall starts to work down the right side. Bounce pass down to Davis. He tries to drive baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it out. Ryan gets the ball to Hall. They go high post to Waller. Waller, ball fake one way. Runs Hatch down. No call there. They try to go back to him, and he was tangled up with Hatch. He couldn't move his feet. And they're saying the Warriors got a finger on that ball. I didn't see anybody touch that ball. Sam White going to check into the game at the next dead ball here for the Warriors. Waller gets it out to Razor. Razor swings it right side. Ryan fakes the three on top now to Hall. Hall drives on Jaeger. Gets underneath all the way to the rim and scores. Good drive by Hall. He's got 3 points in the game. Two-point game. 29-27 Warriors. Wilson to Hatch on the left wing. Hatch cross court. And this time we're going to have a foul called on Razor trying to fight through a Jaeger pick. That's his second foul, third team foul. Sam White in, Brandon Wilson out. Brandon with a pretty good first quarter. Jason Nelson going to come in also. I think he's going to get Dylan Stearns. So Dylan with a great first quarter with 11 points. 3 out of 4 from three-point range. McShane now going to inbound here right in front of the Colton bench to my left. They go low post to Hatch. He pops out to get it. He's in the mid-range now to Jaeger. Bad pass. Stolen away by Davis. He takes it all the way in. Lays it up. Misses the lay-in. Nelson comes out of there with it. Nelson up the right side. Lightning speed. Bounce pass to Hatch. Lays it up and in! What a play by Jason Nelson. And we've got a foul. I couldn't hear the whistle. Hatch fouled on the shot. Basket's good. The foul going to be on Hall. That's going to be Hall's first foul, fourth team foul. He got Hatch across the head, says referee Mario Sisto. Hatch to the line, free throw up and good. Clint Hatch with 7 points in the game, just hanging around that rim and making good things happen. Nelson with a great play to make that happen at the other end. The Warriors up by 5, 32-27. Hall to Razor on the left angle. Ball fake, gets in, kicks out in the corner. Davis for three, and he hits it. Another three-pointer. They're shooting the lights out from out there. 32-30 Warriors. So they trade three-point plays. They just get them different ways. White penetrates in, and he's fouled. I think that's going to be on Razor. If it is, that's his third. It is. So three fouls on Razor. So one of their starting point guards. They have two guards that basically play the same position, Razor and Hall. And now Razor going to come out and into the game number 15, James Parker, a 5'8 sophomore. So we don't know anything about him. We'll see what kind of game he plays here. Warriors ball, 32-30 lead. They go in the corner. McShane fakes the three, steps through, goes out to the Warrior head on the right angle. Picks up his dribble, goes low to Hatch. Hatch in the mid post now, turns and hits the little eight-footer. Clint Hatch, no hesitation, just turned and shot over the shorter defender there. Warriors up 34-30, 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Ryan to Hall. Hall works down the right side, backs it out, cut off by McShane. Picks up his dribble, goes back to Ryan. Ryan on Jaeger now, finds Parker out on top. Parker working on White, goes low, blocked by Hatch. Waller gets it back, and Hatch blocks it, and they're going to call a foul. I don't know if it's on Hatch or Jaeger. They cleaned that shot out of there. Foul's going to be on Hatch. I don't think that's a very good call at all. He came right down, cleanly took that ball right off the top of his hands. They said he got him down low. The official had good position on it, so it's possible there was some contact we couldn't see from over here, but it looked like an awfully good block from this sideline. Waller gets the first foul shot, so he gets bailed out there by the officials, as he was not going to get that shot off. That's the third foul on Clint Hatch. That hurts the Warriors. He'll be sitting for the next 5:48. Derek Stearns back into the game for the Warriors. Seventh team foul on the Warriors. So as Waller hits that second one, the Vikings will be in the bonus the rest of the first half. Only five team fouls on them. McShane, hesitation drive, gets in there, puts it up off the glass. He's going to the line. They are calling this game tight. That'll be the sixth foul against the Vikings, and McShane will go to the line. That's going to be on number 31. That's Wallert. That is his first foul. Boy, if they got him into foul trouble, that would be spectacular, but he doesn't make a lot of contact in there. McShane hits the first one. 6 points for Devin. He'll have one more. 5:41 left, second quarter. 35-32. One more for McShane. Second one's up and rattles around and goes in. Nice shooter's roll there from McShane. He's 4 out of 4 from the line. Warriors now in a little press action. Ryan with the ball, works up the right side. Now he crosses back over, pulls up. Nelson on him. They go bounce pass. McShane gets a piece of it. It gets across half court. Now it's tied up. Ball's loose, and White gets the steal. Sam White, nice job by Nelson on that. McShane, three-pointer right corner, no good. Jaeger battling, can't get it. Wallet with good position for the rebound. Gets the ball in the hands of Davis. Cameron Davis brings it up to 6'3 senior. I think they've got a little exaggeration on their height. I'm going to say Davis about 6'2. Runs Nelson down and an offensive foul against Davis. Great defensive play by Jason Nelson. He just moved the feet, stayed in front, kept giving ground. Davis's first foul, 17th foul. And because that's an offensive foul, it doesn't put Nelson on the line, but it does pick up a foul against Colton. And it's a turnover, more importantly. White coming down the left side, hands off to McShane, starts to drive, and we've got a blocking foul called against Hall. Boy, they're calling this game tight. This is the tightest game I think we've seen called all year. A lot of touch fouls, a lot of bumps that are called that we haven't been getting. And so they've decided to keep this game under tight control. McShane back to the line. That's a second foul on Hall. And it's been both ways. Hatch on the bench with three. McShane hits the first of the one and one. Hatch on the bench with three for the Warriors. And the starting point guard, Evan Razor, on the bench with three for the Vikings. McShane hits a pair. Hit all six at the line tonight. Warriors back in their press. This one thrown off of Derek Stern's legs, and they call a kick ball because he was in the air when it happened. If his feet had been on the ground, I don't think it would have been a kick, but he was jumping in the air, and so they give the kick ball on that. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Warriors now extending their man pressure. White working on Parker. Parker, dribble drive, loses the ball. Now he's trapped in the corner, gets it back out to Davis. Davis swings it to Ryan out by the center circle. Ryan looking for a screen from Waller. Doesn't get it. Goes the other way. Runs into Nelson. They're going to call a foul on Nelson. Nelson didn't think that he was moving on that. But a good aggressive move by Ryan. Oh, no. It's going to be on Jaeger reaching in from the side. That's his third. So now the Warriors are in a little foul trouble here. We might see Dylan Stearns coming back in the game real quick, and we do. Ryan hits the first. 5 points for the 6 foot, I'm going to say 2 inch. I don't think he's 6'3". He might be. 6'3 senior. 4:43 left, second quarter. Warriors up five. Now they're up four as Ryan hits a pair. Warriors ball. McShane up the right side. Backs it out a little bit. Scoring pace is let up a little bit here. Not too much. Right corner, Dylan. Dumps it down to Derek. Derek turns, steps through. Reached in and stripped away. Ball's loose on the floor. Should have been a travel. No call there. They get the ball out to Ryan. Ryan comes up the left side, goes in the corner to Davis. Davis cross court to Hall. Hall fakes, gets all the way to the basket, misses the lay-in. Nelson coming in hard. Hall gives Nelson a little shove after the play. That's kind of interesting. No call there. White out on the center circle now with the ball. White working towards the right side. Now crosses over, tries to go past Hall. Hall with good defense cuts him off. There's a bounce pass to McShane. McShane, 23-footer, fouled after the shot. He's going to go to the line to shoot three. I should say after he released it, but before he got his feet set again. So that's going to be three free throws for Devin McShane. That's a third foul on Hall. And so both teams with two guys with three fouls. That one was clearly a foul, no question about it. Some of these calls have been a little touchy. But overall, they've called this very balanced on both teams. Warriors with eight fouls. And the Vikings with nine. McShane hits another foul shot. That's his seventh foul shot in a row he's made. He's got one more. This one good also. He'll have one more to try to complete the very unorthodox three-point play. And he gets all three of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 straight foul shots for McShane after he hit a three-pointer. He's got 12 in the game. There's Stearns with a steal. Dylan jumping the lane there, gets a steal. Warriors up 7 on the ball. Dylan crosses over, gets inside, tries to hook a pass. It's stolen by Ryan. Nice defense by number 30 there. He heads up the right side and knocked away from behind by Dylan. Sam White trying to get to it. It's going to get out of bounds before he can get there. Dylan probably just should have shot that ball at the offensive end. Instead of trying to make that pass, Ryan read it and was able to get a hand on it and steal the ball. Hall on top, playing with three fouls, gets it to Ryan. Ryan working on Dylan. Derek denying Wallert. Wallert setting a screen. They go in the corner to Davis. Davis dribbles out, hits Hall out in the center circle. Hall wants to drive. McShane cuts him off. Back to Ryan. Ryan works left. Out in the corner, Davis for three, no good. McShane with the far side rebound. He pushes it hard up the middle of the floor, slows down. Now to in the corner, Dylan Stearns, three-pointer right corner, no good. Derek Stearns with the rebound, back out to White. White dribbles down the left baseline. His shot blocked out of bounds by Parker. Good elevation by Parker there. A little ball fake by Sam would have sent Parker flying. He went for the shot, and it was true for him, and he rejects it out of bounds. Warriors ball out in the left-hand corner here. Get it into White. White on the left angle. He'll back it out top of the key. He gets doubled. He drives right side underneath the Stern. Stern's blocked from behind by Hall. Gets it ahead to Ryan. Ryan will slow things down. Derek had no idea the guard was coming down and help defense there. Go in the right corner to Hall. Hall tries to go baseline, knocked out of bounds by McShane. So the defense starting to pick up by both teams here. Excuse me, by both teams. 2:38 to go second quarter, 41-34 Warriors. Ryan to trigger it in, right baseline. They box it up around the key. Looking to get it in, struggling to find somebody now. He goes to Hall. It's going to be a five-second call? It is. No, a timeout taken by Colton. I didn't see the timeout signal. So we will have a timeout, and it's going to be a full timeout. Hey, Les Schwab is a proud supporter of Oregon School Activities Association. For more than 60 years, Les Schwab Tire Center has taken pride in performance, providing superior value and building customers for life. With more than 450 stores across the West, you're never far from your local Les Schwab. Les Schwab, doing the right thing matters. Hey, if you want to get your state championship merchandise from the OSAA store, go on to www.osaastore.com. You can get commemorative shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and much more. If you need a shirt from past years, they can get you one of those as well. That's the www.osaastore.com. 2:38 left, second quarter. Warriors with a 7-point lead, 41-34. McShane leading the way with 12. Dylan Stearns has 11. Clint Hatch has 9. Brandon Wilson with 7, all in the first quarter. And Kodiak Yeager with 2. As I said, the defense has picked up for both teams here. But both teams offensively struggling to get better looks now. So it works both ways, doesn't it? Colton to inbound, right side of the key. Almost had a 5-second call before they called a timeout there before the break. They go baseline to Wallert. Wallert lays it up with the left hand. I don't know how you let that guy loose. Wallert leading all scorers now. He's got 18 in the game. And that was just a nice little simple play. He popped up, set a screen, and then rolled to the left side of the key. Hit him with a bounce pass. He laid it up with the left hand. He's a pretty smooth basketball player. Not a great athlete, but he's very well fundamentally sound. Derek Stearns backs him down at the other end, though, and banks it off the glass and in from the left low post. Nice job by Derek. 43-36 Warriors, back by 7 now. Ryan steps back, 22-footer, hits it. Oh, my goodness. Sam Ryan hits his first three and missed a couple from out there. And it's just a 4-point game. 2 minutes to go. McShane drives, little floater. They're going to call a blocking foul. Wallert, I think, was too far under the basket. Coach Greg Adams throwing a little fit over here to my left. Not happy about that at all. And what Mario Sisto's telling him is that he came in under him while he was in the air. He leaned. And if you're going to hold position, you can't lean while the guy's in the air. You can't move at all, or else you're going to get that call. Adam's still working the official over here. Not happy with that call at all. Thought he was going to get a charge on McShane. McShane back to the line to shoot 2. Hits the first. That's 10 straight free throws made by Devin McShane. He'll have one more. 5-point game, 44-39. McShane, chance to make that 6, and he does. No better free throw shooter in the state, folks. He's got 14 in the game, 11 of them from the foul line. Just a tremendous effort. We saw this at Willamina when he went 15 out of 17 from the line. He's way ahead of that pace. There's a should have been a foul on Dylan Stearns. They missed it. He put an arm up against the screener's head, and there's a foul on Jason Nelson on the right baseline as Cameron Davis was driving down the right side, and he'll go to the line to shoot 2, as that is. No, he'll shoot 1. Is it 1-1 or 2? I think they're going to say it's 2. They're going to give him a shooting foul. First one by Davis is no good. Rims it off. Brandon Wilson back in, replaces Jason Nelson. It's just Nelson's first foul. 9th team foul on the Warriors. 10 on the Vikings. Davis with another one here. Minute 38 to go, second quarter. 6-point game. Davis hits it, makes it a 5-point game. Splits a pair of free throws there. 45-40 Warriors. Wilson with the ball. Minute and a half to go, first half. Trying to deny McShane the ball. Wilson. Hall switches on him. Wilson spins, gets past him into the lane, pulls up from 10 feet. Can't hit it. tipped by Stearns, chased down in the corner by Davis. White almost got a steal coming back across the court. White now pressuring Davis. Davis finally gets it across, wants to make a pass, finally does, down to Parker. Parker, his pass knocked away by McShane, picked up by Wilson. Wilson tries to throw it ahead, and he just forced the pace too much. Dylan Stearns didn't see it coming, and he threw it away behind him. 1:09 to go, second quarter. Warriors waste an opportunity there with the turnover. Five-point game. Hall triggering the offense here, top of the key, swings it to Davis. Davis working on Dylan Stearns, picks up his dribble, goes in the corner to Hall. Hall doesn't want to shoot on McShane, gets into the lane, backs him down, hands off to Waller. Waller loses the ball, picked up by Parker. Parker out in the left corner, tries to go to Hall. Hall loses it off of his hands and out of bounds. Nice shot by Derek Stearns to reach in there. The official had to think about it for a minute, and finally Con Lynch realized what he had seen and gave it to the Warriors. McShane brings it up. 43 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Brings it across half court slowly. They may play for one shot here, I don't know. It's a long time, 40 seconds. Down to 30 now. White to Dylan on top. Dylan over to Devin McShane. Devin steps back, takes a three, no good. Long rebound to Davis. Davis up the middle of the court. White coming back. He leaves a bounce pass for Parker. He misses. Derek Stearns with the rebound ahead to Dylan. Dylan dribbling up the middle. Hits White. White goes baseline, takes it all the way in, lays it up and in. Nice move by Sam White. His first basket of the game. 10 seconds to go. 47-40. Ryan Davis takes it all the way in, lays it up and in. No, or Sam Ryan, excuse me. Nobody stepped over to help out. Warriors now throw up a last shot. It'll break down defensively. Scott Nelson not happy at all with the breakdown there with 10 seconds to go. Nobody stopped ball. Davis drove all the way, Ryan drove all the way from about 60 feet right down the right side of the floor and all the way to the basket, and nobody stepped in front to stop ball. Pretty bad defense there at the end of the second quarter for the Warriors. All right, we are at halftime here. It is Amity 47 and Colton 42 in just a tremendous offensive showing by both teams, and Colton firing away from three-point range to keep themselves in it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back with some statistics for you here. You're listening to Warrior Basketball, KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Since their doors first opened in 1983, D&D Electrical strives to be a different kind of company. From industrial, electrical, security, to communications, their answer is yes, we do that. D&D Electrical is your full-service electrical contractor. They can handle the entire job, everything from a new outlet in the bathroom to a manufacturing plant. No job is too big, no job is too small. 24-hour service with 20 full-size response vehicles and the best equipment in the industry. Big company support and small-town service 24 hours a day. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville. Big company support with small-town service in electrical, security, and communications, as well as industrial control. That's D&D Electrical, McMinnville. D&D Electrical employs only the most skilled tradesmen and women in the industry. All too often, companies seem to settle for whoever is available. At D&D Electrical, 90% of their employees have been employed there since they began their apprenticeship, and they're still there. This ensures you that you get the very best service from qualified people who care. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Sorry about that. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Some halftime numbers for your Warriors. Were led in the first half by Devin McShane with 14 points, including 11 out of 11 from three-point range. Dylan Stearns with 11, Hatch 9, Brandon Wilson 7, and then two each out of Derek Stearns and Kodiak Yeager. For the Vikings, it was the Logan Waller show with 18 points, including 4 three-pointers there in the first quarter. Sam Ryan with 11, 6 out of Davis, 4 for Razor, and 3 for Hall. As far as team stats go, the Warriors led that 29-25 after one. They outscored the Vikings 18-17 in the second quarter to take a 5-point lead, 47-42. Warriors out-rebounded the Vikings 11-9 in the first half, out-assisted them 10-4. Warriors had five fewer turnovers, 12 turnovers for Colton, seven for the Warriors. Warriors had nine steals, Colton had five, both teams with three blocks. All of those six blocks coming in the second quarter as the defensive intensity really picked up. Free throw shooting in the game, Warriors at 92% for the game, and the Colton Vikings at 80%. Three-point shooting, Warriors 35% for the game, and the Colton Vikings 66%. So that kind of gives you an idea why Colton's in this game right there, that last number, 66% shooting from three-point range. They made six three-pointers out of their nine attempts in the first half. That's a pretty good shooting by the Vikings. Can't imagine that's going to continue for the whole game. But you know, I was talking with RV Nelson earlier today, you know, and you can be the significantly better team and have a team just come out, take care of the basketball, and shoot the lights out, and you can be in trouble. Now, Colton has not taken great care of the basketball with their 12 turnovers, but they have shot the lights out. And so the Warriors will have to pick up that defensive intensity and see if they can't shut down that shooting percentage and not give up so many uncontested threes here in the second half. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Oregon Schools Activities Association. Stop by your local U.S. Bank location today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Les Schwab Tire Centers is committed to providing world-class service to all of our customers. We're here for the life of your tires and brakes, not just today's transaction. Les Schwab Tires. Les Schwab, for doing the right thing matters. They're a proud sponsor of Oregon School Activities Association. Warriors dance team performing right now, doing a great job. Not a big squad this year for Coach Cindy Ryder, but they are very good, very committed, and have been a lot of fun to watch this year. They went to a large all-levels tournament down in Albany, I believe, and came out of it with a first-place finish in the small schools, and I think a second place overall down there. So they've just done a fantastic job. Disciplined group of young ladies that are very athletic as a group too, including state champion hurdler and triple jumper Amy Kramer. So you got an all-state track athlete out there doing that. And they've got some other good athletes out there as well, some cross-country runners that do dance. And this is a pretty serious thing these girls do. A lot of commitment from them. Cindy is a tough taskmaster. She coaches that like you would any other sport. They practice long hours and unfortunately suffer some injuries along the way. And you can hear the crowd appreciating that dance routine by these girls. Just a fantastic job by them. A lot of fun to watch them and the work that they've put in this year. All right, we got about 4 minutes to go before the start of the second half. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be back in just a couple of minutes to get you set up for that third quarter. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical McMinnville. When dealing with security and life safety systems or downed electrical equipment, response time is critical. D&D Electrical provides 24-hour service and support that places you in direct contact with D&D personnel who can be at your facility inside of 1 hour from the time you call. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
93 years of the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 to provide a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. A place to build savings and to borrow money to purchase a home. This ideal continues to guide decision-making and continues to strengthen our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking to savings to IRAs to a variety of loan products. Branches in Amity, Carlton, Sheridan, Newburgh, and McMinnville. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County, working for and giving back to the community. First Federal, we're here for you.
Whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right, and he'll do it at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met, 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. Stairs Auto Body offers professional repairs for all makes and models of vehicles, specializing in GM, but they can handle anything. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all, and they'll work with all insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99. All right, folks, pretty exciting first half of basketball there here at Amity High School. And the Colton Vikings showing that they are not to be trifled with. Shot the lights out from three-point range. And Logan Wallert. He's got excellent range out to about 22 feet. Just a really smooth shooter. Not a quick shooter. He's not like Dylan Stearns or anything like that with that quick release. A little bit more like Devin McShane. Not going to beat you off the dribble, but just fundamentally sound. And they run a lot of motion to try to get him open at that three-point line. He loves to step to his left and shoot. And he'll take one dribble, let you fly by if you want, come out and challenge the shot, and then still knock down the three. And he was 4 out of 4 in the three-point shooting there in the first half. And he led everybody with 18. He had 4 three-pointers, a couple of two-pointers, and 2 out of 2 from the foul line as well. Thank you to Alice Thompson for bringing me a nice cold water. Keep my pipes fresh here for the second half. Well, clearly the Warriors are going to have to do a better job of getting out on three-point shooters. The Vikings, 6 out of 9 there in the first half from three-point range. And the Warriors gave up a lot of uncontested looks from out there. Those weren't challenged much. On the other hand, the Warriors made 5 three-pointers. One by Brandon Wilson, 3 by Derek Stearns, and one by Devin McShane. McShane really doing a good job of forcing the action, though. Able to get himself into traffic, draw contact to get to the line. 11 out of 11 from the foul line in the first half for Devin McShane on his way to 14 points. It's going to be Warrior basketball here to start the third quarter. Starting 5 for both squads on the floor. Clint Hatch with 3 fouls. Needs to be careful or else he'll be back on the bench pretty quick. Kodiak Yeager also with 3 fouls for the Warriors. Both of the starting point guards, and I say that plural, they have 2 guys who interchangeably play point guard, Hall and Razor, both with 3 fouls. Wilson with the ball to get things started. Comes over here on my right side to Dylan. Dylan back to Brandon. Now to Derek popping out. Derek fakes it. Now gets it to Devin as he has to pop way out. Razor guarding, or Hall guarding him a long ways from the basket. Crossover gets a little screen. Now back to Derek. Derek looks at the three, goes back to Devin. McShane working on Hall. Starts to drive, goes behind his back, gets in the lane, steps through, up off the glass, left it a little hard. Hatch battling, couldn't come down with it. Davis pulls it out of there. Davis walks it up himself. Nice move by McShane. Got himself a little up and under. Got Hall to bite on the first fake, step through, and just put it up a little hard. Ryan driving down the right side. Tough shot in the lane. Misses that one. Good defense by Dylan Stearns. Brandon Wilson pushes it hard up the left side. He's going to take it all the way in, lay it up. Too strong, and Razor gets the tipped ball, pulls it out of there. He throws it way ahead. Dylan Stearns can't do anything about it, and Ryan saves it back in bounds off of Stearns. He caught the ball too close to the baseline. 47-42 Warriors. Minute and 5 seconds gone here in the third quarter. Colton ball right side of the key on the baseline. They'll inbound it. Ryan will trigger that in. They box it up around the key. Got to watch this for Wallert again. Logan Wallert, secret weapon on this. He screens up. Now he'll slide down across. He does it again. They get it to him again. This one blocked by Hatch. Ball loose. And McShane gets it. Nice help defense by Hatch there as Derek Stearns got caught up in a screen again. They run a very good play on that, but Hatch with a good save there and able to block that shot. Wilson drives left side all the way to the rim, lays up the left hand, and in! Nice draw by Brandon Wilson. He's got 9 in the game. He knows he can take his man off the dribble, and they don't really have a shot blocker in there. Wallert has 2 fouls. They don't want to get him in any foul trouble. There's a drive by Cameron Davis. He misses. Derek Stearns with the rebound. Hands it to Wilson. It was a nice move by Davis. Tried to finish with the left hand. Just left it a little short. Wilson crosses over, gets in. Ball knocked out of bounds by Razor. I think it's just trying to attack Razor there in the half court because he's got three fouls. I think that was part of Scott's plan there to come out and really attack those guards, see if they could get one of them with a fourth foul. Hall guarding McShane. They go in the corner to McShane. Looks at the three. Hall on him. Starts to dribble out. Spins back baseline. Tries to go. Gets it across to Derek Stearns. Out to Dillon in the right corner. Three-pointer short. McShane can't. Oh, he does get to it. Almost didn't get it. Now he steps through. There should be a foul there. Nothing called. He gets it in the corner. They go down low to Hatch. Hatch backs down. Turns. Shoots off the glass and in. Clint Hatch with a nice move. 11 in the game for Clint. Nice move in the low block there on the right side. There's a drive in. We're going to have a reach-in foul called on McShane as Razor or Hall flew by him there. That's McShane's second first foul on either team in this half. Coach Adams not happy with Cameron Davis about something, chewing him out a little bit and then shoving him back towards the court. Waller steps back, misses the 15-footer on the inbounds, and then we're going to have an out-of-bounds call on Hall. Dillon Stearns was harassing him on the baseline. Hall got that offensive rebound and stepped on the baseline trying to get away from Dillon Stearns. A little harassment there by Stearns was all it took to get Hall to step out of bounds. Warriors up 9 and the ball. Wilson walks it up slowly. 2.5 minutes gone here in the third quarter. They go inside to Derek. Derek loses the ball. Dillon gets it back. Out on top to Clint. Swing it over to Wilson. Wilson on the left wing. Fake. Starts to drive. Backs out. Pulls up. Elbow jumper. No good. Way strong there. Ryan with the rebound. Ryan pushing it hard up the middle of the floor. Now goes out. Three-pointer by Razor. No good. McShane with the rebound in traffic. Loses the ball off of the foot of Derek Stearns. Clint gets it back and gets it to Devin. Devin pushing up the right side. Gets into the lane. Steps through. Kicks it out. Dillon Stearns. 15-footer. No good. Weak side rebound. McShane. Makes it everywhere right now. Devin backs it out. Slows things down. Still 9-point lead for the Warriors. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. McShane steps back, 23-footer, good! Lulled him to sleep with a little dribble, acted like he was directing the offense, and then when the defense got back on their heels, he just took the 22-footer and stuck it. 4:50 to go, third quarter, Warriors up 54-42, and we got a 30-second timeout taken by the Vikings. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Oregon Schools Activities Association. Stop by your local U.S. Bank location today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Les Schwab Tire Centers is committed to providing world-class service to all of our customers. We're here for the life of your tires and brakes, not just today's transaction. Les Schwab Tires, proud sponsor of the Oregon School Activities Association. And don't forget, you can go on to osaa.org. You can find all the brackets and scores and box scores and everything else that you need there, especially once we get down to Coos Bay. A great place to get all that information, find out who's going to be playing whom and what's going on. Warriors have opened up a 12-point lead now, and it's going to be Viking basketball after the timeout. Razor to Ryan on the left angle extended. Gets it back to Hall. Hall, top of the key. Works off a little screen by Waller. Now they go back to the left side. They're trying to go inside to Waller. It's going to be a foul on McShane. He got stuck guarding Waller. Waller's probably got him by 40 or 50 pounds and about an inch and a half. And he just kind of backed him down there, and McShane trying to hold his ground. And then we're going to have a timeout called by Scott Nelson. He is not happy about something. Chewing out Derek Stearns here, I think, about a switch there. Don't want to switch off and leave McShane stuck on Waller. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay here. And while we do that, we're going to remind you that Tim Harzma at Country Financial takes the time to get to know his customers. He knows that every situation is unique, and his goal is to understand yours so he can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. Contact Tim Harzma at Country Financial today, 503-565-2043. All right, 4:34 to go. It's going to be Colton basketball. Underneath their own basket. Ryan to trigger it in. Left side of the key. They do. They get it in, and Wilson gets a steal. Somebody didn't cut to the basket. Wilson turned around. The ball went right to him. Wilson up the left side. Pulls up at the foul line. Goes out left corner to Dillon. Dillon drives all the way in. Finger rolls it up and in. Dillon Stearns with a nice little layup. Took that baseline that they gave him. He's got 13 in the game. Good balance scoring from the Warriors here tonight. Hall crosses over, gets inside. His shot blocked by Wilson. Wilson pushes it up the middle of the floor after getting the rebound. Gets in the left corner. Stearns for three. No good. Rebound, Nelson. Out on top to Wilson. Wilson swings it to Stearns. Stearns drives, and he's going to be fouled by Ryan. That should put Stearns on the line to shoot two. Nice drive by Dylan Stearns from the left wing. Fouls on Ryan. That's his second. They're going to say ball out of bounds. They didn't give him an attempt on that foul shot. He was trying to go up. Scott calling for that. And referee Mario Sisto saying no. They get it in the right corner to Derek. Stearns throws it away. And Wilson steals it back. Wilson gets the steal on Razor. Leaves it for Dylan. Dylan penetrates in at the foul line. And we're going to have a 3-second call on Clint Hatch. Clint just never got out of the lane there after the turnover. Boy, a little ratty there. Warriors had a couple of good chances to make something happen and just could not finish it. Colton Ball, 56-42 Warriors. Davis on top. Goes left angle to Ryan. Ryan back to Davis. Davis swings it right side to Razor. Warrior fans getting loud. That student section making some noise over there across from me to my right. Ryan on top. Swings it to Razor. Won't take the three on the left wing. Goes high post to Davis. Starts to drive. Takes a tough off-balance shot and puts it in. Cameron Davis with 8 points in the game now. Wilson gets it in. A little pressure there by Razor. Wilson finally gets it into Stearns, and he gets it back to him. Wilson will walk it up. Get across that half-court line with about 2 seconds remaining. Waiting for a called play from the sideline now. 12-point game for the Warriors. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Dylan Stearns fakes the three, drives, gets it knocked away from him. It's on the floor. Hatch gets it, and we're going to have a jump ball. And that jump ball will go to Colton. Dylan Stearns taking a hard drive. Somebody reached in there. You got to be careful about driving through traffic like that, and that one got poked away. One of the things you have to be really careful with that higher dribble. You got to get that ball low when you go through traffic. That high dribble just takes too long to get back to your hand. Warriors turn it over, up 12. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Hall dribbling in a box over there on the right side. Nelson cuts him off. He gets it to Ryan. Ryan works the right side. Stearns gets a hand on it. Now they go low post to Davis. Davis going to get a blocking foul on Hatch. Hatch is fourth. Coach Nelson hands on his hips, not happy about that. And here comes Kodiak Yeager. Yeager has three fouls of his own. Hatch out. Yeager in. So it's Yeager, Stearns, Wilson, and Nelson in the game right now. Warriors struggle a little bit offensively without McShane in the game tonight. Razor out on top, picks up his dribble, gets it to Ryan. Ryan with Dylan on him. Back out on top to Razor. Warriors in a zone now, 3-2 zone. Wilson on top, they lob underneath the Wallert. Wallert goes up, fouled, misses the shot. It's going to be Yeager's fourth just like that. And so I think Tyler Parr coming into the game. That's what I want to see right there. See the sophomore coming in, and the student section loves that. Tyler Parr, popular kid here at Amity High School, hard worker in the classroom and on the athletic competition field or court. Just a great kid. Wallert to the line, hits the first, cuts it down to an 11-point game. Wallert's first point here in the second half. Yeager doing the slow walk of shame there. He's only in the game for a few seconds before he had to come back out with that fourth foul. But every player's been there. Wallert hits a pair. 20 in the game for Wallert, leading all scorers. McShane leading the Warriors with 17. Not much offense here, though. Warriors only have 9 points in this quarter. They've outscored them 9-4. Wilson to Derek. Derek on the left angle. Dribble drive, hands to Parr, top of the key. Parr backs it out. Now to Wilson. Wilson drives to the left hand, gets in the lane, fakes one way, goes up and lays it in. What a move by Wilson. He faked right, brought it back with both hands, and kind of did a little circle move to lay it up and in. Razor with the ball. Warriors back up 12. Razor and Hall play catch out top. Razor now on the left wing, out to Ryan, center circle. Ryan swings it to the Warrior head to Hall. Hall looking for an opening, not there. A lot of attention to Cameron, and they missed that shot. And there's a rebound. That was Wallert with the miss from the three-point range. Warriors get the ball. Dylan down low to Derek. Derek, reverse lane, up and in! What a move by the 6'6 post. Waller thought he was going up on the left side. He just brought it out the right side and reversed it in. Great move. Warriors back up 60-46. Razor, foul line. His pass stolen away. Knocked away by Dillon and picked up by Tyler Parr. Gets it to Wilson. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Warriors in command now. Just need to finish this out. They're going to do a little dribble drive here. Wilson with Razor on him. Fakes past him. Fakes him again. Goes out in the corner to Dillon. Dillon out to Nelson. Goes left corner to Parr. Parr back to Nelson. 44 seconds to go. Nelson crosses over a couple times. Goes past Hall. Ball knocked away from him. He's on the floor for it. He calls a timeout before the jump ball. He was calling for a timeout on the floor, and neither official gave it to him. What a heady play by Jason Nelson. He had his hands in a timeout formation calling for it, and neither official recognizing that. They missed that one. All right, Wilson out of bounds with the ball. Alternating possession goes to the Warriors. Wilson throws it way out top. Ryan tips it. He and Dillon in a race. Ryan gets it, takes up the tough shot, misses, and draws the foul. Bad inbounds pass there by the Warriors. That set didn't look good at all in the inbounds. So Warriors had a chance to go up by 16 or more. Instead, they turn the ball over and a chance for Ryan to cut this back to a 12-point lead. 60-46, 32.7 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Ryan to the line, hits the first. He's 5 out of 5 from the foul line tonight. I don't think he's the kid you want there. You don't want him or Waller there. Neither one of them missed foul shots. Waller 4 out of 4. Ryan hits a pair. Good foul shooting performances by both teams tonight. Wilson working on Razor. Gets across half court. Razor quick. Pokes the ball away. Wilson gets it back. And then we've got a reach-in foul on Razor after all that. Man, too much dribbling by the Warriors there. Razor down in a really low defensive posture, very quick, only about 5'6", 5'7". Really good lateral movement. Scott talking to Brandon right now about being careful about that. That's the fourth foul on Razor. Nelson, we've got a foul away from the ball. Foul's going to be on number 30, Ryan, holding Dillon Stearns as he cut. Nice officiating there by Con Lynch. He was able to see that. That's the third team foul. Warriors are going to stack it up a little bit here. They get it into Dillon. Dillon hands to Wilson. 20 seconds to go. Wilson loses the ball, picks it up, gets it to Parr. Parr with 12 seconds. Fakes one way, goes back to Wilson. Wilson double team, splits it, gets all the way in, up and under with the left hand, misses the shot. Waller with the rebound. They throw it ahead. Nobody back there. Now Parr hustles back. He forces a tough shot. Dillon Stearns tips it out. Nice hustle by Tyler Parr to get back on defense and stop that lay-in. After three quarters, the Warriors lead 60-48. They were up 4 after 1, up 5 at halftime, and now up 12. In that quarter, the Warriors outscore the Vikings 13-6 to take a 12-point lead into the fourth. First couple of minutes of this last quarter are going to be do-or-die time for the Vikings. They'll have to put a push on pretty quick, and arrested Devin McShane will come back into this game at some point, as we all know. So, folks, 8 minutes to go here, separating the Warriors from a trip to Coos Bay. They've been there 3 years in a row. Looking to get there a fourth one. McShane checks back in, sure enough, right there. So we'll see who else is in there with him. I think Parr is out of the game, so it's going to be Stearns, Wilson, Nelson, and McShane in the game. 60-48, foul situation. Warriors with 5. Jaeger and Hatch both have 4. So they're riding the pines right now. Only 3 team fouls in the second half on Colton. Colton Ball to start the fourth quarter. Had 2 jump balls in that third quarter. That's rare in a boys' basketball game. Ryan on the left angle, working on Dillon. Comes off a little high screen. Now gets it to Parker back into the game. They've only gone 6 deep in this game. Now drive by Ryan comes up a little short, and the ball knocked out of bounds off the Warriors. I guess Derek Stearns hit that one. So ball out of bounds, left side of the key on the baseline. Ryan to trigger it in. They box it up. Watch for Wallert. They finally get a bounce pass into Wallert. Fakes the 3. Goes to Davis. Davis Swings it back over to Ryan on the left angle, extended. Working on Dillon. Wants to go inside. Good defense by Derek. Now they go inside. Stolen. Knocked away. There's the steal by McShane. Was knocked away. Waller saved it, but saved it to McShane. McShane having an outstanding game. He's been everywhere that ball has been when it's been loose tonight. McShane backing it out. Working on Hall. Now goes to Wilson. Wilson, little stutter step, gets in. Takes it all the way in. Misses the shot off of Stearns and out of bounds. Derek battling for that rebound. And Brandon out. Sam White in. So it's White, McShane, Dillon and Derek Stearns, and Nelson in the game for the Warriors. 60-48 still. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Nobody has scored. Ryan way out on top. Dillon still on him. Gets it back to Hall. Hall hits a popping out. Davis back to Hall. Left corner. Looks at the three. Now tries to go inside. McShane kicks it. A little late on the whistle there by the official. The Colton fans and coach were going nuts there because it was clearly a kick. Derek talking to one of the officials here about what Wallert's doing to him. Wallert says, I'll have none of that. And just kind of shakes his head about Stearns complaining. There's a drive down the right side by Hall. Loses the ball. Now gets it back. Ball tipped. Wallert comes down with it. Wallert swings it back to the right side. Hall goes inside. Davis makes the shot. Draws the foul on White, who got there a little late. Down to a 10-point game. Told you they're going to have to put a spurt on here right away in the fourth quarter. And right now, they've got two of those points. A minute and 20 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. And Davis to the line to shoot a free throw. He is 1-for-2 so far tonight from the foul line. He misses that one. High for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds off of Davis. No box out there by the Warriors. Davis was able to go behind Nelson and had a pretty good chance at getting that rebound, but couldn't hang on to it. Warriors need to do a better job of boxing out. Warrior basketball up 60-50. McShane, top of the key, backs it out. He's got Hall on him. Works past him. Loses the ball. Fights to get it back. Hall gets a steal. McShane just lost it on the way up. Gets it ahead to Razor. Warriors are back. He drives in on White. Takes it up and scores. Just like that, it's an 8-point game, folks. And they put a press on. There's a ball knocked away. White had it stolen out of his hands by Hall. Back to Razor. Razor throws it. I don't know what he thought was there. It was Dillon Stearns. He threw a bounce pass right to Dillon. The Warriors get it back on an unforced turnover by Colton. That'll drive a coach nuts. You make a great defensive play. McShane pulls up top of the key. Strong on the three. Ball loose. And Nelson gets the loose ball. Nelson, little dribble drive, takes it in. Ball knocked out of his hands by Davis. Picked up by Ryan. Ryan spins in the lane. He's fouled on the drive. It's going to be the seventh team foul, though, and that's going to put Ryan, on the line to shoot one and one. Warriors sloppy with their ball. Coach Nelson telling him just to settle down. Good guard play, good defensive guard play has given the Warriors problems all year long. Whether it's Devin Nowlin from Dayton or the kids from San Diego Christian that hound the ball so well, those have been the problems for the Warriors. Ryan hits the first. He's 7 out of 7 from the line tonight. Second one for Davis is up and bounces around and goes in. So it's a 6-point game. And they're back in their press. They get it into Dillon. Dillon back to Devin. He'll settle things down. Warriors need to stop trying to drive through this tough man-to-man defense. McShane drives. Puts it up off the glass. It's going to be an offensive foul on Devin McShane. Coach Nelson not happy about this at all. Offensive foul, that's his fourth. And folks, if anything makes me nervous, it's seeing Devin McShane in foul trouble. It's going to be a timeout taken by the Warriors, 32nd. Warriors have gotten sloppy with the basketball and are in a lot of foul trouble right now. 5:39 to go. What was a 12-point lead after three quarters, after a 6-0 run by Colton, is down to a 6-point game, 60-54. 5:39 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And this 32nd timeout taken by Scott Nelson to settle down these Warriors. That is, I'm trying to think here. I think that's three straight possessions where they've turned the ball over. It's either three straight or three out of the last four possessions. The Warriors have turned the ball over. Four fouls on McShane. He's still in the game. He's going to have to be careful. Clearly the Warriors' best offensive player tonight. And now he's struggling. subdued crowd now here in Amity. Colton Ball, 5.5 minutes to go as they walk it up the floor. They lob it into Waller. Waller backs down Stearns, turns with the left hand, lays it up. No good. McShane with the rebound. Nice defense, position defense there by Derek Stearns. McShane brings it up. Works the right corner to Nelson. Nelson pops out to the right angle now. He backs it out. They'll go a little dribble drive here. Nelson taking Davis off the drive. Tries to throw it inside. Ball tipped away and stolen. Waller got a hand on it. There's a bounce pass to Razor. Razor takes it up, underscores, and he's fouled. Oh, my goodness, folks. Another turnover by the Warriors. Another turnover. Sloppy passing, sloppy ball handling, and the Warriors find themselves with 3 minutes and or 5 minutes and 2 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. They find themselves in a four-point game, and Razor goes to the line, a chance to cut it to three. All the momentum right now on the side of Colton. Razor to the line. Puts up his shot, misses it. Derek Stearns tips it. He's fouled. Going to get a push on Ryan. I think that's been going on all night, and they finally caught him down there. It's going to be Warrior basketball. That's just the fourth team foul on Colton. They're back in their full court man press. They've got pretty athletic kids to be able to defend that. They get it into McShane. McShane, Hall backs off of him. Doesn't want to pick up a foul. McShane works left, gets into the lane, puts the brakes on, pulls back, banks it, and it won't stay in. Ball loose. That one was halfway down twice and still managed to bounce out of there. Waller with the rebound. They throw down low to Razor. He lays it up and in. Another breakdown by the Warriors, and it's a two-point game, 60-58. 4.5 minutes to go. White up the middle of the floor. He's got Razor laying on his back. No call. Not sure how that's not a call with all the touch fouls that have been called, but they don't call that one. Maybe if White had fallen down, they might have given it to him. White, dribble drive to the top of the key to Jaeger. Jaeger back to White at the top, gets to the foul line, pulls up, didn't take the shot, back out to McShane. 4:10 to go. McShane throws it away. No, it was tipped by Ryan. Dylan going one way, Devin throwing the other way. Ryan got a hand on it, luckily, and it's still going to be Warrior ball. 4:09 to go. 10 straight points in this quarter by Colton. This is what I told you they had to do, and they've done it. And the tension is palpable here. White drives left, pulls up, back out to Dylan. Dylan with the dribble drive, takes it all the way in, up and under, misses the shot, Wallet with the rebound. Warriors can't get anything to drop, and they're turning the ball over left and right. Ryan pushes off, gets away with it, backs out, gets a little screen from Waller. Now he kicks it back out to Razor. Colton playing with a lot of confidence right now, down two with 3:45 to go. Davis gets the ball on top to Hall. Hall backs it out. Now a little dribble drive, hands it to Waller. Waller lays it up, misses the shot. He'll go to the line, foul on Derek Stearns. Waller should have made that one, and he knows it. That wasn't much of a bump. Derek Stearns, just his first foul of the game. Waller to the line. Outstanding free throw shooter. He's 4 out of 4 from there tonight. First one is good. They play in a tough league. They play with Harrisburg, the number 3 team in the state. They play with Blanchette Catholic, a solid team also. Waller hits a pair, and we've got a tie game, folks. The Colton fans are going nuts. They were down 12 after 3, and they've scored 12 straight points to tie this up. White hands to Dylan. Dylan high post to Derek. Derek back out to Dylan. Dylan in between the legs, picks up his dribble, hands it to McShane. McShane, little penetration, a floater in the lane. Won't stay in. Derek Stearns puts it up. No good, but he's going to the line. Good offensive rebound by Derek Stearns. Boy, nothing will stay in there. That is two shots by the Warriors that have been halfway down, both of them by McShane, that just will not stay in the basket all of a sudden. So that basket can look really, really small sometimes, folks. Derek misses the first one. Stearns with 4 points in the game. He's got one more. Takes a deep breath, couple of dribbles, bends his knees, and misses the second one as well. So Warriors go cold, not only from the field, but from the foul line in a tie game with 3 minutes to go. Hall out on top to Ryan. Ryan working on Dillon. Crosses over, goes left corner, now gets it back. Ryan with the ball. Dribble drive down the right side. Little floater, no good. Rebound by Hall in traffic. Back out to Razor. Razor back to Hall on the baseline. Goes underneath, puts it up. Got contact, but no call. And the ball should be Warriors basketball. It's off of Hall and out of bounds. The official almost blew the whistle, and then he decided that Derek had gone up vertically and didn't blow it. 2:41 to go. Tie game. Folks, this game should not be this close. The Warriors have gone cold. They've been sloppy with the ball here in the fourth quarter. And right there, the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior basketball still. Razor knocks it out of White's hands. Wilson coming back in for Sam. They just can't get anything going offensively. Hatch going to come in also. He's going to get Jaeger. Jaeger and White not been able to do much this game. White has two. Jaeger has two, and that's been about it. They just have not been able to find their A game tonight. But not many have for the Warriors, quite honestly. Wilson brings it across. 2.5 minutes to go in a tie game. See if that home court advantage can work. McShane, right wing with it. Looks inside. Backs it out now on the right wing. Nelson calls out the play. McShane crosses over. Gets in there. Little floater. Won't stay in. Hatch with the rebound. Puts it up. Scores and he's fouled. Clint Hatch to the rescue, folks. Clint Hatch to the rescue on that one. McShane couldn't get the floater to go, trying to avoid that foul, having to pull up and fade a little bit. The ball rattled around, came off. Hatch with his great length going up, and then with a nice feathery touch, putting it back up and in, and he goes to the line with a chance to add to this lead, and he does. Hatch stepping up big, 5 points in the second half. He's got 14 in the game, and none bigger than those 3 points. 63-60 Warriors, under 2 minutes to go now. Ryan gets a screen from Waller, starts to drive, goes in the corner to Hall. Hall, hesitation, ball knocked away, stolen! Dillon Stearns reached in and got that, and Hatch picks up the steal. McShane gets it across, and we've got a timeout taken by the Warriors. 1:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Coach Nelson needs a full timeout. You know what, folks? I need a timeout, too. 1:44 to go in the fourth quarter. 63-60 Warriors. We'll be right back.
Thank you. My car's like new. James W. Car Star will do the same for you.
For auto body repairs, one name remains top of mind. J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts. It's the best option for collision repairs. Find us at jwcarstar.com and you can relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, to exciting Amity Warrior basketball. More exciting than it should be tonight. Warriors had a 60-48 lead after three quarters, in control of this game with a dominating defensive performance in the third quarter, holding Colton to just 6 points in that third quarter. And then Colton comes out, goes on a 12-0 run to start the fourth quarter to tie this up. Clint Hatch with an offensive rebound, put back, three-point play. Gives the Warriors a 63-60 lead, and then a steal at the other end. Dillon Stearns poking it away, and Hatch coming up with a loose ball. Warriors ball, minute 44 to go, and we're going to see some fouling, I think, here pretty quick if the Warriors run a lot of clock. Stearns, Derek Dillon backs it out. Derek out in the left corner, gets it to Wilson. Wilson, a little drive, back out to Dillon. Dillon steps left, shoots a three, no good. Ball loose, Wilson with it. Takes it right in, kicks it out to Derek. Derek back to McShane, they set it back up. Minute 20 to go. Nice offensive rebound there by Brandon Wilson. McShane backs it out, waits for the 5 second count to start. Now he backs it out again. Gonna run some clock here. Parker on him. McShane fakes on Parker, steps back, creates some separation. Works to the middle of the key, picks up his dribble, gets hit. No call there, gets it to Derek. Derek back to McShane. McShane to Derek. We've got a foul called on Parker. That's the 17th foul. That'll put McShane on the line. That's what the Warriors were looking for. 56 seconds to go. That's why he had them in there, to try to get the foul, to get the steal, and if they didn't get it, to get the foul. So Parker and Jennings back out. Ryan and Hall back into the game. McShane to the line to shoot 1-1. First one, perfect. Devin pretty quiet here in the second half. He's got 4 points now. He'll have one more at the foul line. It's a four-point game. Second one, perfect. 13 out of 13 from the line for the Warriors tonight. Warriors up 65-60. Boy, they came out and played a fantastic first half offensively. Struggled a little bit on the defensive end. Clamped down the defense in the third quarter, but so did Colton as the Warriors outscored them just 13-6 in the third quarter. And then the defense and the offense both went south to start the fourth quarter. The Warriors getting outscored 12-0. Now they're back on a 5-0 run. Warriors have 10 team fouls, and Colton have 7. So both teams are in the bonus. Colton in the double bonus because of the Warriors' 10 fouls. So 56.1 seconds to go, 5-point game, and both teams sitting in their timeout huddles right now. Give you a little Journey there in the background. John Stern's picking the music. You can count on 80s arena rock from John. Warriors break the huddle. It's going to be the starting five on the floor. Stearns, McShane, Wilson, and Hatch. The fearsome five on the floor. And it's going to be the starters for Colton as well. That's Wallert, Davis, Ryan, Hall, and Razor. Warriors come up in some man pressure now. First time they've pressed since the second quarter, I think. They get it into Razor. Warriors just want to make them take some time off the clock. To Hall, back to Razor. 50 seconds to go. Razor goes to Wallert, back to Razor. Derek on Wallert, tight. They need that. Hall to Wallert, top of the key. Can't do anything with it there. Gets it to Razor, 40 seconds to go. Now they go to Ryan, back to Razor. Razor, top of the circle there. Rolls right, goes inside to Hall, back out to Davis. Davis to Ryan, three-pointer, he's fouled. That's going to be Clint Hatch's fifth. That was a bad foul. Ryan putting up a 25-footer from the Warrior head. Hatch fouls out of the game. And that's one he's not going to be happy about. 65-60, and that puts an excellent foul shooter, Ryan, on the line. You got the missed three, but you didn't get away with it cleanly. You picked up the foul. So Ryan to the line. Hasn't missed tonight. He's 8 out of 8 from the foul line. He'll have 3. He misses the first one. That one was halfway down and popped out. Now the question is, if he's a great shooter, that won't bother him. If he's not, that'll be in his head, and he'll aim this next one. Second one, that one he hits. Yeah, he's a pretty good shooter. Not worried about missing that one at all. Four-point game, 27.6 seconds to go. Ryan with his third one, short. High for the rebound, Jaeger in the game. A missed free throw. McShane driving up the right side. They don't foul him. They go in the corner to Dillon. Dillon now going to be fouled by Wallert. I'm not sure why they waited so long to foul somebody. They could have fouled McShane as soon as they got the ball in bounds, and he went right past the defender and past another defender. Ryan didn't want to foul him. And finally, Wallert, with good common sense to get out there, good basketball IQ, got out there and fouled Stearns before any more time ran off for Colt. 19.1 seconds to go. Warriors up 4. Dillon Stearns to the line. Hits the first one. Oh, it rattled around, but it finally found a home in the bottom of the net, folks. 66-61. It's a two-possession game. Have a chance to make it a six-point lead. And he does. Dillon Stearns knocks the second one down. Six-point game. Warriors just need to make him run some time here. Hall in the corner. Razor for three. No good. Derek Stearns tips it. Long. Wallert gets it. Falls down. Loses the ball. Ball's loose. On the floor. Tip to Razor or to Hall. He lays it up and in with 3 seconds to go. So the Warriors basically need to inbound. It's still a four-point game. Wallert trying to save the ball. Fell down. Could have been out of bounds over there. I don't think the official could have seen, even if he was. It's going to be a full timeout. We're going to stay right here. 3.0 seconds left on the clock. Warriors up 67-63. What an exciting Friday night of basketball, folks. These Colton fans have brought it tonight, too. They've been loud and proud over there to my left. And the Colton boys have put on an excellent demonstration of a disciplined team that knew what shots they wanted to get tonight and didn't take very many they didn't want to take. They had a good game plan. They were able to knock down those open threes. They stepped up to the big moment, played well. And finally, the Warriors got themselves back on track here. After giving up the first 12 points of this quarter, they've outscored them 7-3 since then. And it's going to be Warrior basketball. They need to get the ball in. Basically, they can't lose this game. They could give up a three here. As long as they don't get a three and a foul, it doesn't matter with 3 seconds to go. That's not true. They could get in a steal on the inbounds, get a quick shot, call a timeout, and stop the clock. So that's another possibility, and that's what they're going to try to do here. Full court man pressure. If I were Brandon Wilson, I'd throw it right off the rear end of this kid. He doesn't do it. They throw it long. Jaeger chases it down, takes it in, steps through, lays it in, and that's the game, folks. That's it. 69-63 Warriors. They pull it off. What a great throw from Derek Stearns, finding Jaeger going long. He curled off, faked the screen, curled off, went long, laid it in. Final score, Amity 69 and Colton 63. Colton brought it tonight, folks. An impressive showing by these Vikings. They didn't give up for this entire game, but the Warriors with just too much determination and skill here in the fourth quarter. Warriors advance to Coos Bay, where they will play the winner of Coquille and De La Salle North Catholic. What a night of basketball here for the Warriors. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with some stat totals for you. Don't go anywhere. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville. In business and taking care of your needs since 1983. It's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked, their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Scoring for tonight for the Warriors. 15, or the leading scorer tonight, Devin McShane with 19, Dylan Stearns 15. Clint Hatch with 14 in that big three-point play to break that 12-0 run in the fourth quarter. Brandon Wilson with 11. Derek Stearns, 4, and Kodiak Jaeger, 4. Sam White with 2. For Colton, 22 points for Logan Wallert. Warriors held him to 4 free throws in the second half. That's an outstanding job by that defense. 16 out of Sam Ryan. He had a nice game, number 30. Razor and Davis with 10 each, and Hall with 5. Warriors were Devin McShane, 13 out of 13 from the foul line. Get this thing figured out here, get it going the right way. I want to thank Cicely for giving me some good stats here tonight. Just to give you a little rundown here, so Devin McShane, 13 out of 13 from the foul line tonight. The Warriors, 17 out of 20 as a team, 85% from the foul line, 17 out of 23 from the line. For Colton. So, excellent foul shooting by the Warriors tonight. Leading rebounder for the Warriors tonight. This is hard because it gives them to me separately. The Warriors had 28 rebounds as a team, out-rebounding Colton 28-17 tonight. Derek Stearns had 10 rebounds to lead everybody. And I'm looking for Clint Hatch to see how many Clint had. Not enough. I don't think she got all of those. Clint had 5 or 6 rebounds in that game. The leading rebounder was Derek Stearns with 10. Devin McShane with 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a couple of steals tonight. Warriors had 10 blocks as a team. Dylan Stearns and Clint Hatch with 3 each. And the Warriors had some foul trouble tonight. They had 4 players Hatch had five. McShane and Yeager both got four fouls as the night went on, and it was pretty tough. As a team, the Warriors shoot, looking for this, 39% from the field, 31% from three-point range, 85% from the foul line. And Colton shot 37 from the field, 46 from behind the arc. That was brutal. And 73% from the foul line. Warriors win this one 67-61, folks. Join us again tomorrow night as the Warrior girls take on the fifth-ranked Blanchette Catholic Cavaliers in Salem. 5 p.m. tomorrow for the tip-off. Join us about a quarter till to get you set up for that game at the same place. Same time, or not the same time, but the same place, same channels you were listening on tonight. All right, folks, thanks for joining us. Once again, Warriors get out of here with a 69-63 win, and they move on to Coos Bay. We, if you're checking Facebook, you will see when that is, but or who it's against. I can tell you when it's going to be. Let me pull that up here. That bracket has the Warriors playing versus either Coquiel or De La Salle North Catholic, and that will be 8:15 on March 2nd. At North Bend High School, 8:15 March 2nd at North Bend High School. Don't have any other scores for you so far tonight, but if you check OSAA.com, you can find all of the live scores there. I'm looking right now to see if we've got any other scores that have come up. I do. Let's see. That's not the one I'm looking for, though, here. I'm working on... That is not what I want. That is, they've got last year's state championship game up there. That was a little confusing for me. So that's not what I'm looking for right now. But if you get on to OSAA, you can get on and find those scores tonight and see who's going to be playing whom down there. Actually, I do have some that have come in. Hold on here. I've got some. I do have some for you. Okay. So the Warriors get out of here with a 69-63 win. Blanchette Catholic knocked off Oregon Episcopal 68-63, so Blanchette moves on. Salem Academy 82, Irrigan 57. So Salem Academy moves on. Horizon Christian beats Umatilla 66-40, so Horizon Christian Hawks headed down there to Coos Bay. De La Salle North Catholic 49, Coquille 46. So De La Salle North Catholic and Amity will play on the 2nd of March at 8:15. So that's our opponent, De La Salle North Catholic. Harrisburg knocks off Santa Ana Christian 47-38. I'm assuming these are final scores, or else they wouldn't be in here yet. Cascade Christian will also advance, beating Catlin Gable 52-43. So the only game we don't know tonight, Dayton and St. Mary's, and I'm quite certain that that will be a win for Dayton quite easily. I can't imagine them losing that game at home to St. Mary's, who was a 500 team this year. All right, folks, that's it for me. Join me tomorrow night as the Warrior girls take on the Blanchette Catholic Cavaliers. They're at Blanchette Catholic in Salem, 5 o'clock tip time. Until then, go Warriors. Have a good night.